The good news, according to John, chapter 6. The Father's Life New Testament version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries and is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today. Please note that the reader, Wayne O'Connor, is not the translator of this book. After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd followed him because they saw the signs which he did for those who were sick. So Jesus went up into the mountain, and he sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near. Jesus then looked up, and seeing that a huge crowd had come to him, said to Philip, "Where can we buy bread so that these people can eat?" But he said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, so that everyone would get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but this is nothing among so many." Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was a lot of grass in that place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples in turn to those who were sitting down. And he also did the same thing with the fish, as much as anyone wanted. And when they were satisfied, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the broken pieces which are left over, so that nothing is wasted." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with broken pieces from the 5 barley loaves, which were left over from those who had eaten. Therefore, when the people saw the miracle which he did, they said, "This really is the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Then Jesus, perceiving that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again into the mountain by himself alone. And when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and having entered into a boat, they headed to the other side of the sea, to Capernaum. It had already gotten dark, and Jesus had not come with them. But the sea began rising because of a strong wind which blew. When, therefore, they had rowed about 4 or 5 kilometers, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they became frightened. But he said to them, "I am he. Don't be afraid." Then they were willing to receive him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. The next day the crowd which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there except one, and that Jesus hadn't gone with his disciples in the boat, but that his disciples had gone alone. However, other small boats from Tiberias had come near the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the crowd therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, how did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you don't seek me because you understood the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Don't work for the food which just turns to waste, but for the food which culminates in the Father's eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For the Father, even God, has set his seal of approval on him." They then said to him, "What must we do so that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you are believing into him whom he has sent." They therefore said to him, "What then are you going to do for a sign so that we may see and believe you? What work are you going to do? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" That's a quote from Psalm chapter 78, verse 24. Jesus therefore replied to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, Nevertheless, my Father is now offering you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one who is descending out of heaven and giving the Father's life to the world. They then said to him, Lord, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of God's life. He who is coming to me will not be spiritually hungry, and he who is believing into me will never be spiritually thirsty. But I say to you that you have already seen me, and yet do not believe. All those whom the Father gives me will come to me, and he who comes to me I will by no means reject. For I have not come down from heaven to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of my Father who sent me, that I would lose none of all those whom he has given me, but would raise them up on the last day. For this is the will of the one who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes into him would have his eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. The Jews, therefore, murmured concerning him, because he said, I am the bread which came down out of heaven. And they said, Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, Don't mutter among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father, the one who sent me, draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will be taught by God. That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13. Therefore, everyone who has heard from the Father and has learned from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who is believing into me has God's eternal life. I am the bread of that life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread of which comes down out of heaven, which whoever eats of it, as a consequence, cannot die. I am the life-giving bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will have the Father's life, which spans the ages. Yes, and the bread which I will give is my flesh, which I offer so that the world may have this life. The Jews therefore argued with each other, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus then said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you cannot have God's life in yourselves. He who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has the Father's eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is the true meat, and my blood is the true drink. He who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live by the life of the Father, in the same way, he who feeds on me, he will also live by this same life through me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven. This is not the same bread which the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live eternally. He said these things in the synagogue while he was teaching in Capernaum. Many of his disciples, therefore, when they heard this, said, This is a difficult saying. Who is able to understand it? But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured at this, said to them, Does this offend you? Then what would you think if you saw the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit which gives God's life. The actual flesh is of no use to anyone. The words which I have spoken to you, they are spirit, and they are the Father's life. But there are some of you who don't believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who didn't believe, and who it was that would betray him. So he said, This is the reason I said to you that no one can come to me unless it is granted to him by the Father. Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and didn't walk with him anymore. Jesus therefore said to the 12, Do you also want to leave? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom will we go? You have the words of the ever-existing life, and we have believed and know that you are the Anointed One, the Son of the living God. Jesus responded to them, saying, Didn't I choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil, or a slanderer? Now he spoke of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12. This is the end of John chapter 6. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.